Hey, it's Jamie Sumner, left guard from 1994-95, and this is the Bunch of Nuts podcast with my boys Dan and Cass. Go Bucks!
Hello, and welcome back to a huge episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. I'm Dan. I'm here with Big Cass. For those who are just watching, Ohio State, we got to open with it. Ohio State didn't get it done against Xavier. Really wasn't a good performance. Cass, what are your thoughts, I guess, because I know you're not too happy about it.
Oh, God. It was tough to watch. It really was. It does show how much we miss Dwayne Washington Jr., and it does show how much we miss Justice Suing, too. I hope he gets back and gets better. We had a lot of mental mistakes. It was really bad. I thought the offense should have played through EJ Liddell more often than it did. Some young guys tried to step up. They had some good looks, just it wasn't their night. I think Mookie Johnson and Malakel Brennan is going to be pretty good. They're just too young in that moment. And when you're too young in that moment, you start throwing up you're making some mental mistakes. And that's what happened at the end of the game. They have no size whatsoever. It's going to be a rough season when it comes against the Michigan and the Purdue's and of the world. And I mean, we'll get into, I think we'll still be a tournament team, because I think we're going to knock off some teams that we're not supposed to. It's going to be a scary night against Duke. Like, I really strongly believe that.
You think Duke's going to destroy us?
I don't think they're going to destroy us, because no team's going to destroy Ohio State. Like,
true.
They play some gritty defense. I mean, they had that time. I mean, they held Xavier, only made like two shots.
What blows my mind about this team, Cass, is, like, I guess you're right about Duke not being afraid of them, but when Ohio State, like, we usually play up to our competition, like you were kind of mentioning. And I feel that Ohio State, you know, last year, they it's a different team, I know, but they beat that UCLA team that went to the Final Four that has its returning starting five. They beat that team. That team's really good. I don't know if anyone watched the Gonzaga game where they beat them in overtime. UCLA looks fantastic. And this team went from beating teams like that to – we can't even beat, you know, a little brother school in Ohio tonight. And it's mind-blowing to me.
And Xavier's a good basketball program.
They are.
And they always have been. And they're very well coached. And they're going to contend for the Big East. I mean, they were even out their star player tonight. And I think Xavier's going to be a strong team in the Big East. And this could be a key loss, but not a bad loss. It's not going to be a terrible loss. If we would happen to lose to another team down the road, it'd be even worse. But
like I could see,
it's not going to be a bad loss.
I could totally see. Like, I know we're being real harsh on him. Like, Justin Arons had, I don't think he had any points tonight, or he had 1-3, not even. He had
the dude's shot almost 300 shots in his career, and he's. Most of them, and 75% of them have been three-pointers.
He had 3 points tonight. Like, Jamari Wheeler only had 6 points. Branham only had 7. Our guard, like, Michi had the best night. He had 14 points, but he at the end in crunch time, he missed the layup. He had the crucial turnover. Our guard play has just not been good at all. And you look at the numbers of the game, Cass. Xavier only shot 20% from three. We shot almost 40%, 38% from three, and they beat us. And it was honestly, they just kind of out rebounded us 43-35. We had two more turnovers and one more personal foul.
We have no size. And I think you're starting to see Kyle Young not be as aggressive as he usually is, because maybe he's afraid to get hurt. I don't know.
No, I think he's almost trying to play like a wing now. I think that's what he's trying to do.
I mean, if he's healthy, fully healthy, you need to put him back on the block.
That's the problem. I mean, we're playing Zed Key in the game tonight. They weren't playing. Zed Key missed like half the second half almost for no reason.
By the way, I hate that rule. When a player gets injured, the opposing coach gets to choose the free throw shooter. That is the dumbest rule in college basketball.
It is.
It wasn't his fault he got hurt. Why is that a rule? That took 2 points off the board.
Yeah, it's a dumb rule. I feel like you could get strategic like that too.
Right, yeah. I don't know. We got to move on.
Yeah, moving on. Cass, you were at the game. Lucky you, Purdue. I mean, that was a great first half. Honestly, probably one of the best first halves I've seen out of Ohio State team in a while, other than the defense.
Even in the first half, the defense I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think Ohio State, you know, showed how much we missed Garrett Wilson in Nebraska's game. And this offense, enough said. Like, it's just humming. C.J. Stroud was back to his normal self. You know, Olave was 9 catches. Smith and Jigba, 9 catches. Garrett Wilson, 10 catches. I mean, Jeremy Rucker blocking his butt off and getting called for bogus holding.
Oh, that was not holding. He destroyed him too.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great game plan, and we came out firing, and we came out, you know, fast. And that's what we got to do. We got to continue to start out fast.
How cold was it at the game? Comparing what you were at, yeah, I guess, on the game on last Saturday, do you think it's going to be colder than last Saturday? Or warmer
it's gonna
at the
be.
Game.
It's gonna be warmer this Saturday.
I hope so. I mean, I walked to go get my car Saturday, a mile down the road because it was getting repaired and it was freezing. So I could only imagine those at the game.
It wasn't terrible until people started leaving.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed in the Ohio State student section this year. They have really dropped the ball this year.
Yeah, they have at times.
And their tickets are $36 a piece. I don't understand how you're showing up late to a freaking game, a big time, a top 25 matchup game, because it's cold. Come on. You are really dropping the ball this year.
I'm so excited to rock my jacket to the game this week, my white jacket. I saw Ohio State, they did drop the ticket prices overall, the season tickets. They're like... Yeah. They went from like 710, I believe, to what, like 560-ish.
Yeah.
They dropped it significantly, almost $150. So that's good to see. Hopefully that will solidify, you know, having people in the stands. The problem is, Cash, too, it's always the group, like the section that's always open, it's the end of the student section. It's like, but I will say a lot of them, they all come down and they kind of converge because they're bleacher seats. So you're not like, you don't have to sit in your seat all the way up. A lot of people converge.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's still like it looks bad. It really looks bad.
Yeah, I do agree.
I don't think we're gonna have a problem this week because it's senior night. Mm-hmm. But yeah, going back to the game, it wasn't terrible. I mean, the weather wasn't terrible. The only thing I had an issue was the middle-aged lady sitting next to me who basically there was a bad call on the play. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. If anybody knows me, like when there's a lot of things going on, I tend to focus on one thing. The lady was trying to talk to me about the play. I was trying to figure out what the referees were going to call on the play. She was talking to me and she finally said, "Why aren't you talking to me? Looking at me when I'm talking to you. Is it because I'm a woman?" And then proceeds to look at my wife. It says, "Does he do that to you the whole time?" And before my wife could even answer, she just turned away and her drunk ass starts talking to her family and they move down and we're all like confused.
But you're just locked in.
Like I'm locked in. Like if anybody knows me, I'm freaking locked in. It was a bad call play and I'm trying to figure out what she's trying to say because she's drunk and slurring her words. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the field.
What happened? What was the play?
I think I want to say it was a personal foul penalty, and it was on Purdue, but I thought it was on Ohio. Actually, it was the offsetting personal fouls.
With JSN and the Purdue defender, when JSN came to protect Stroud. That was a big play, man. I'm glad you brought that up. I love JSN for that. And I mean, kudos to Ryan Day for, you know, we didn't know the status of how healthy Garrett Wilson was going to be because he missed the Nebraska game. I love how Ryan Day scripted the offense early and made sure to get Wilson the ball early. Because honestly, I don't think I wasn't expecting that. I don't think Purdue was expecting that because we didn't really know the status of Garrett Wilson. I think, too, after the emergence of JSN and, you know, obviously Olave is one of the all-time greats, you got to focus on them. And I think that's such a strategic move to leave, you know, probably take advantage of Garrett Wilson probably having the better opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I think even this game plan, since it's senior day, it's going to be all wrapped around Chris Olave getting the ball. That's just my humble opinion. But, you know, going back to that game, you know, in my eyes, you know, there's nothing much more I can say about the offense. Like, the offense scored, you know, five times on, I think, six or seven drives. You know, five touchdowns on seven drives because we did get a field goal by Noah Ruggles, who, by the way, has made 17 in a row. So I mean,
Lou Groza Award. He should win the Lou Groza. I mean, if you don't miss a kick in college, like, you should get the Lou Groza.
Speaking of awards, it is mind-boggling that we get Chris Olave, the only Buckeye for the Blintikoff. It is mind-blowing that
actually has the least amount of yards too.
It's mind-blowing that Garrett Wilson and Jackson Smith and Jigba are not even being considered. It's unbelievable.
I think they are only doing one per team, but currently he's in fifth the last time I checked the status. Jahan Dotson was winning it somehow.
Listen to Zach. Zach Smith's going to have his own awards, and he said he's going to get some bronzer, you know, awards, and he's going to send it to the actual real winners because all this media hype, he thinks all these people who are voting for just don't actually watch football. I mean, it's plain and simple. It's true. We'll get more into the college football rankings and what the freaking commissioner said.
I mean, when you get into how all the people are on the committee that aren't qualified to be on the committee, it's nuts. Don't even get me started about Gary Barta, too. We all know what's going on with Gary Barta. It's basically saying
put the game film aside. What?
Like,
what? Like, oh, I don't know. Oh man,
but I just can't
on the bitter news of the defense. I mean, if I have to watch Bryson Shaw get embarrassed, how does the coaches not see that? Like, how bad are we missing Josh Proctor right now? Because we're watching Shaw get burnt on touchdowns because he can't, he doesn't know how to switch on a zone switch defense. Making the corners look ridiculous, and them because going on the corners. If you look at the stats on those blown coverages, it's not just Shaw. It's Cody Simon and Trotta Mitchell also.
They can be blown a lot better on those too.
Yeah, and the biggest issue I have is when you run that scheme, the stats go towards the corners. And my thing is the corners. I think played very very well. But the stat sheet ain't going to say that because of these blown coverage. 67% of number three, I can't think of his name right now.
David
number
Bell. Three,
David Bell's catches were when he was lined up in the slot.
Yeah. No,
he did not score a touchdown.
And Denzel Burke would make the tackle usually and save the play. Because honestly, Denzel Burke, I thought, played phenomenal on David
Bell. I thought he did too. The dude didn't score. He played great. And people are talking, well, Bell dropped that touchdown pass. It was the coverage that led to him dropping that touchdown pass, even though it looked like Burke got burnt. I mean,
that's the coverage. That's the coverage. If you understand football, that's what they're doing.
It ruined the timing of that catch. Like in all the coverage that he had all game long on David Bell ruined the coverage of it ruined the timing of David Bell. And by the way, people complaining, oh, there was no pass rush, blah, 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 blah. There was only one pass rush for 52 attempts. Can you get a pass rush in 1.9 seconds? I can't. I mean, that's why the defensive line looks so frustrated, because Purdue knew how to attack the Ohio State defense when number 17 was on the field.
I mean, that's a great point too, Cass, because kind of Oregon kind of did the same thing too. They were getting the ball out so quick against us. That was, I mean, that's kind of the formula how to beat our defense right now. Just get the ball out quick.
Yeah, and I don't – again, I have no knock on the defensive line, because you take – when they were able to make plays, they made plays. I mean, they – and Jeff Brohm, kudos to him, trying to throw every freaking trick play out of the Buckeyes, and it failed every time.
Yeah.
I love the fact – yeah, I love the fact that on special teams, when we recovered that muff kick – after that, there was three guys going fair catch.
Yes.
Just to make sure it was the up man and the two returners going fair catch.
Chris Booker, man, his story is incredible. The player who recovered that onside kick too. I mean, Chris Booker, he was on the OSU club team. Now he's like catching passes because he had a couple. I believe he had a catch against Indiana, and he's recovering, you know, kickoffs fumbled by the other team in the shoe. What a come up for Chris Booker, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. He was huge. And he's one of the 24 seniors that's going to be honored, I think, this week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I got tickets today. Cass, you've had your tickets. It's going to be awesome atmosphere. Noon game. I know some people hate it. Honestly, I'm excited we get one last noon game in the shoe. I'm just happy to be there. Ohio State versus Michigan State. It's the big one. How are you feeling going into it?
Well, first off, I'm opening up the hype trailer that came out today, which apparently they went back to the Chase. And I love it, because the last time they used the Chase, they won the national championship.
But I like it.
First off, before we get into the game plan, I want to thank these 24 seniors and/juniors that are going to be honored this week. I'm just going to do some notable guys. We mentioned Chris Booker, the wide receiver that was on that club team, Cam Brown, Mitch Rossi, Tyreek Smith, Nicholas Petit-Freer, who's going to be a first-round draft pick, Seven Banks, Marcus Williamson, Antoine Jackson, Haskell the Rascal Garrett, and then, Chris Olave, phenomenal, going to go down as one of the greatest wide receivers, if not the greatest wide receiver in Ohio State history. Dan's man, and wondering if he was ever going to break out, DeMario McCall, the Blocko man there, Mumford, and a couple juniors, and it's going to be sad for me to see this guy go, Jeremy Rucker, who became one of my favorite players. I actually go on my Twitter and my Facebook page. You can see the high five exchange from the Purdue game. And then Master Teague, which is the surprising one that they're going to honor this week. So, those are the notable guys, but 24 seniors will be honored this week.
They said they would honor them, but Ryan Day also said don't read too much into that somehow. I feel like if you're honoring them, there's like a 95% chance they're not going to play again at Ohio State. But Ryan Day did say that.
And Garrett, interesting that Garrett Wilson was not on there.
Well, it's not senior day. He's only a junior.
Yeah. But I mean, Jeremy Rucker's a true junior, and Master Teague is a senior, but he's a redshirt senior.
Well, because the COVID year kind of messed everything up, because you got the free year eligibility. And it's like, if you've graduated from Ohio State, I feel like it's basically senior day then. It happens so quick now for the athletes. They're on a slightly different schedule. Like they're juniors, but by like, they're really seniors academic wise.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I think even Joe Burrow graduated in 3 years. A lot of guys are graduating in 3 years. But going back to the game, I'm super pumped because I've been to two, 2, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 26 games, 24 of them in the, 23 of them in the shoe. And out of all of them, I've been to 2 Michigan games, and including the 2017 Penn State game. You could say that one's the biggest game, but this one, when it comes to winning a Big Ten championship, because I think if we win, we at least lock a share of the Big Ten East, right?
I believe you actually, yeah. Technically, you are correct there, Cass. Even though if we win and then Michigan wins, if Michigan beat us, then they would win the Big Ten East, because they would have the head to head. But yes, even though Michigan will go to the Big Ten championship, since it's head to head, like since we both have the same record, we both get it. Even though technically head to head, Michigan won. It's so stupid how they do that,
right?
Because it's like clearly, if you're going to Indy, then you were the winner. So it's like, why are you trying to make it almost like politically correct? Like, we're not going to hang a banner because we got the Big Ten East co-champ. Like, that's like what happened in 2015. Like, we were a Big East co-champ with Michigan State.
Right.
And we didn't go to Indy. And it's so stupid.
But well, at least we clinch a share, at least a share of the Big Ten East championship. But
it's a participation trophy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But when it comes to playoff positioning and, you know, the rankings and possible Big Ten championship. This is the biggest game I've ever attended. So I'm pretty hyped about that.
I mean, for me, I don't know. I'm surprised you're saying this is the biggest game. I mean, for me, obviously the Bama, Alabama, Ohio State. And then I would say Michigan, Ohio State in 2016 was probably bigger than this.
Yeah, but I didn't attend that game. I did do the Big Ten Championship in 2019, but it wasn't in the shoe. So it's different. I'm talking about in the shoe for me.
I mean, this game literally reminds me of going into it, Michigan State 2015. And I know that was a bad outcome, but it's like someone posted like the eerily the similarities, and it's both a noon game, both College Game Day coming. Michigan State, same record. Ohio State, same record.
I thought the Michigan State game in 2015 was at 3:30.
No, that was noon.
I'm looking it up.
I'm pretty sure that was noon. Yeah, you know what? You might be right, actually. It felt like a noon game, though.
I went to game day that year, and I'm not allowed to go back to game day. I'm 0-2. Plus, I worked with Fox. Why would I go to game day?
I'm wearing the big noon kickoff hat to the game, just as so everyone knows. I'm protesting game day.
That'd be your sign.
That would be big noon kickoff is better.
that would be hysterical.
The pros of big noon kickoff is just like you don't have to listen to Desmond Howard. Just right there, you got me sold.
You're right.
You're right.
It was a 3:30 kickoff. Yep, 3:30 kickoff.
Yeah, I think you're actually right. For some reason, that game did not feel like a 3:30 kickoff, though. But you are right.
Yep. Yep, for sure. Anyways, going back to the game, let's talk about the game.
Yeah.
We've got a little off track here. Experts, I can't believe we're saying Ohio State. 40, the range is between, is like 40 to 20 range for Ohio State and Michigan State to score 20, Ohio State 40. That's a lot.
Last time I saw the line was about 19, Ohio State minus 19. I don't like that line at all. I really think this will be a really good game. I feel like Michigan State's offense cast can put up points. Honestly, they're competent everywhere on offense. Their quarterback, Peyton Thorne, probably second or third best quarterback in the Big Ten. I got to give him props. Kenneth Walker might win the Heisman. Stud. I think we'll shut him down and make Thorne beat us. but Kenneth Walker has been a beast. His performance against Michigan was honestly the performance of the year in college football to date, I would say. And then their two receivers, Speedy Naylor, who, you know, he might not be playing. We don't know yet. He missed last week, but he's their deep ball guy, man. I mean, he's just one of the deadliest receivers in the Big Ten. And then Jaden Reed, who has the chemistry with Peyton Thorne, that because they played in high school. So that's another matchup to kind of, you know, pay attention to. And even Trey Mosley, their third receiver, he's a real good player. So this offense is going to put up points. It's really, I mean, our defense has to come to play. If our defense plays like they do against Purdue, I'm not sure Ohio State's offense will have another performance like that against a top seven team. I think, you know, scoring 59 against a top seven team is going to be tough to do. I'm not saying we can't do it, but Ohio State's offense, if they're put in a situation like that where our defense doesn't play, I think Michigan State could keep this close.
I think it's going to be hard for Michigan State to keep up. I think if Ohio State starts fast like they did last week, it's going to be really hard for Michigan State to get going. Because
I think Ohio State will hit the 40s easily. I could also see the Michigan State hitting the 30s or 40s easily too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I went back and watched the Michigan State Michigan game. If Kenneth Walker does not have the game that he had, they lose that game by two touchdowns easily. Michigan State's defense is. You think Ohio State's pass defense is bad? Michigan State's pass defense is horrible.
Well,
and they don't get pressure on the quarterback either.
The way Michigan State's going to win this game, it would have to be a shootout. They would have to win like 49-45 or something like that. I think if Michigan State's to win this game, they have to do it via shootout. I think Ohio State will put up points, but if it's a shootout neck and neck, where basically we're going blow for blow.
Give me the Buckeyes all day.
I would, but you know, maybe Stroud throws a dumb pick or something. That's like the X factor. Like, do we trust Stroud to make the clutch play yet?
But the problem is how atrocious Michigan State's pass defense is.
And they
don't get pressure on the quarterback. I don't think I worry about Stroud making the wrong decision.
They don't get pressure on the quarterback, but they have two okay defensive ends, Ponusek and Petrowski. They both have almost six. They both have like 5.5 sacks. They're not that bad. I mean, they have defensive ends, I guess you could say. Xavier Henderson's a solid safety. The defense is not great, but it's not as bad as I think people make it out to be. I think it's a work of art right now for Mel Tucker.
Yeah, it is.
Art in progress.
I think he should have waited to sign his deal until after the Buckeye game, because now Ohio State could use that a little bit as a advantage, because he signed a 10-year, $95 million contract extension.
Unreal.
Why? Like, I mean, I get it. He's having a great season and everything, and they want to lock him up before they say he goes to LSU. But, like, what if, like, I was telling a Michigan State fan this at work. Believe it or not, I work with one.
What if he's not the guy?
he even agrees with me. What if, because he loves Mel Tucker, but he said he wasn't ready for him to sign this deal. I said to him, I was like, what if Ohio State absolutely destroys Michigan State and they never recover from it?
They'd be going to the Outback Bowl
every year.
Honestly, though, like, but here's counterpoint, playing, I guess, devil's advocate. What if Mel Tucker does beat the Buckeyes and then suddenly, you know, he is like the next big thing in coaching. Now they have him locked up. I think that's very unlikely. But you also got to play that scenario.
No, I know for sure, but I think I would have waited to sign him. He's a great coach. He's a damn good coach. I just don't know. Like it's one of those things like where you don't, like you don't know. Like this game is like, I'm so hyped for it. Like I've had trouble sleeping all week because I'm hyped for it. I'm ready for this game to start. And I love how Michigan State's going to wear their all white unis. They do look clean, but I mean, oh, and by the way, it is the final game on this turf. The infamous.
Did they ever announce who won the contest?
Probably not. They're probably going to keep the same, like the same style. Probably.
After kind of looking at everyone's submissions, there wasn't a clear cut winner, so no one won.
There wasn't one that really jumped my eye either.
No, it was all the same design, just like they changed the leaf color.
But I hope they do implement more gray into it, maybe. But yeah,
I mean, I honestly think the design we have now is fine. Like the turf, I'm fine with how it looks right now. Just like make the turf better. Put new turf in. Keep the same look. It's fine. It just update it so people aren't tearing their ACLs.
Add more gray to it.
Yeah, a tint. Maybe like go over it with a spray can.
Instead of black outline, do gray outline. Or do gray numbers with a black outline.
Ooh. You should have designed it, Cass.
I can't design anything like it. But anyways, I've been hitting on the fence of my score prediction all week. I've been saying I think it's going to be a little bit lower scoring. I'm looking at 37-21.
I'll go 45-35 Buckeyes shootout.
Right on.
And that brings us to the picks.
God, these games are awful.
It's fun going to a game when you are the game of the week. Like,
yes,
it just makes it so much better.
By the way, Clemson's a. We're going to talk about this real quick. Clemson is a favorite over Wake Forest.
We'll see.
Four and a half point favorite. Wake Forest at Clemson. Something screams go Tigers in that game for me. I don't know. But I don't know.
As low as $19 at Clemson. How the mighty have fallen.
SMU is playing Cincinnati this week. Should be a good one.
I'm taking SMU. Since they're frauds, SMU is going to expose them. I don't think since he's that good, they just haven't played anyone semi-decent other than Notre Dame, which honestly, I would not be surprised if SMU beat Notre Dame if they played Notre Dame. I truly believe SMU could potentially beat Notre Dame. It's a game that will never happen on the schedule, but I could see them beating Notre Dame.
I can almost see them beating Cincinnati this week too.
I see that from a mile away. That's my lock, SMU over Cincy. I can tell you that right now with a smile on my face. We got
We didn't even pick. We said two games, but we haven't even picked them. I'm gonna go Clemson over Wake Forest. It's gonna be high scoring. I don't know.
I got Wake Forest over Clemson because Wake Forest, they have the offense. They have it figured out. Dabo and his clown show, who won't even do the coaches poll, which is the most – it's the most over-the-top way to just throw a hissy fit. It just state publicly that you're not going to do the coaches poll when all you can do, Cass, is just literally pass the coaches poll to your freaking kid, your dog, your wife,
your intern,
your SID, the intern, the literally walk down onto the oval and say of your campus, be like, hey, what student wants to fill out the coaches poll? Just do it discreetly. You don't have to make a big deal. No one ever forces you to do the coaches poll. Like, I don't think they're standing there as you fill it out. You could basically give it to someone and say, this is your coaches poll. I don't know.
Force fair. But yeah, it's dumb. All right.
Okay. This is everyone's upset pick, like everyone wants this to happen. Number 21, Arkansas at number 2, Alabama. That's a good game. It won't be a good game because Alabama will win. And it's everyone's like, oh, this could potentially be an upset for Alabama. I think it'll be a good game to watch for the first half, but Alabama will definitely win that.
I don't think they cover, but they win.
I think they cover. I think they'll cover, honestly.
And by the way, and here's another one. Keep your eye on it. I don't know why, but watch out for Syracuse, NC State. I'm not picking it. Watch out for Baylor at Kansas State. Baylor coming off a high to go into Manhattan, Kansas. And watch out for Nebraska at Wisconsin.
You know who I have on upset alert? This is, well, not upset alert, but this is my keep your eye on it. Michigan versus Maryland. Because, one, if Michigan's out to beat Ohio State this year, like they're really focused on it, they're going to overlook this game against Maryland, one. Two, it feels like every time Ohio State has a top 10 game, like next week, the other team always loses and drops out of the top 10. So just by that logic, Michigan's going to lose this week.
I'm still trying to figure out how Vanderbilt won 2 games this year.
I think they played UConn, I think, and they played an FCS school. So
gotcha.
Those are literally, if you've ever seen 2 free wins, those are your 2, you know, collect $200. Like those are locks to win.
By the way, I want Nebraska to win because I want to see Ohio State play Iowa for the Big Ten championship. But that's another reason why I have Nebraska upsetting Wisconsin as an alert.
I like that one, Cass. Oh, this is a good one. This could be good. Number 3, Oregon at number 23, Utah. 7:30.
I know a lot of people are picking Utah to win this, but I got to keep going with the Ducks.
Utah's stingy. Like, they've been a stingy team.
By the way, they'll have to play again.
Yeah. Give me Oregon for now. Nah, yeah. I mean, those are the big ones, really. I mean, it's not a terrible week of college football, Cass. It's actually pretty dang good. It's just next week's the best week of college football, the last week of rivalry week.
All right. Hypothetical question for you. What if – hear me out.
I'm listening.
What if somehow Arkansas or Auburn beat Alabama and Alabama beats Georgia in the SEC title game? Oregon wins out. Ohio State wins out. Oklahoma State wins out. Cincinnati obviously wins out. What the hell what would happen? What do you think would happen? Besides mass chaos.
They put Oregon number 1.
Really?
Ohio State number 2. I think they would put Alabama 3. And then Georgia 4?
I think they might do that. I think they would put Ohio State 1, Oregon 2.
If us and Oregon were right there, they would have Oregon over us. I can't see them justifying that.
You never know. But
it's the hardest data point there is, though, a head to head. Like, you got to respect the head to head.
I do respect the head to head, but what Ohio State would have to do to get here with playing all those top 20 teams. But anyways, even though Purdue's not right now, but so I think it'll be a lot. Yeah. I think Ohio State would be 1, Oregon 2. I think Oklahoma State would be – I think Georgia would be 3, and I think Oklahoma State would be 4.
I mean, I could see that. I think Ohio State would be in a good position regardless, to be honest. I think we truly do hold our own fate because we're also – to Ohio State, it's such a brand at this point. I think we're such an established college football team. One loss will not kill us from getting in the playoff. As long as we win out, I think we're very safe. I think Cincinnati would be the unlucky team here.
Right. That's all I got.
That's all I got, too.
By the way, Cincinnati would be the unlucky team regardless of what happens.
Always. But that does it. Final thoughts are just, if you're going to the game, be loud, stay warm, and have a great time.
It's supposed to be 49 by the end of the game.
I love it. Big Ten weather. But as always, thank you so much for listening to the Bunch of Nuts podcast. And as always, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.